Chamishi. Now comes the parsha of Doresh Doresh Moshe, where Moshe was perplexed and did not understand what Aharon did on this day concerning the Karbonos. On this day, three goats were brought as a Karban Chatos. The Seir, the goat of Yom Shmini Limiluim, which we find in Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel, Hashem commanded Klal Yisrael to bring a goat. There was also the Seir, the goat of Nachshon ben Aminadov, who brought his Karbonos every day. One Nasi brought a Karban, and Nachshon ben Aminadov was the first one to bring his carbon. His carbon was brought on Yom Shmini Lemiluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And one of his carbonos was a Sa'ir Lechatos, a goat Lechatos. So he brought a goat on this day too. And since it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they also had to bring the Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh, the goat for the carbon of Rosh Chodesh. Moshe was bothered. Why two of these karbonos, two of these chatois were eaten and one of them was burnt? The Seir Yom Shmini Limiluim, the Seir of Nachshon ben Aminadov, both of those were eaten, as opposed to the Seir for Rosh Chodesh, that was burnt. And Moshe did not understand, because Hashem commanded the Kohanim, even though you are in a state of aninus, you shall eat the remainder of the mincha. And therefore, obviously, they ate the remainder of the chatas, which was also kodshei kodashim. So why didn't you also eat the remainder of this Seir Lechatos, the Seir Rosh Chodesh? And the Pasuk says, V'Seir HaChatos, and the goat of the Chatos, the goat of Rosh Chodesh, Doresh Doresh Moshe. Moshe asked two questions. Why did you eat the ones of Shmini Lemeluim and the one of Nachshon ben Aminadov? V'hinei Saraf, and you burnt the one of Rosh Chodesh. V'yikseif al-alozov al-isomar b'nei Aharon hanisorim. And he got angry at Elazar v'Isamar, the remaining children of Aharon, Lamar saying, answer me, even though you are my Talmidim, and a Talmud shall not answer before his Rebbe. But I am asking you to answer me on this question, why you burnt the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. And although it was Aharon who was the one who commanded them to burn these Karbonos, Moshe gave honor to Aharon and did not want to direct his anger directly at Aharon, and therefore directed it at his children, at Elazar and Isamar. And now Moshe goes on to give options and possibilities. Maybe this is the reason why you burnt it. Maybe this is the reason why you burnt it. And the next few psukim, Moshe is saying different possibilities why they could have burnt the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Madua lo yechaltem es achatos. Why didn't you eat this karban chatos, this Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh? And Moshe asked, maybe it was because part of this karban, the part that you were supposed to eat, was yoytze. It went out of the walls of the Azara. And the halacha is that if a karban is yoytze, it is pasul. So maybe that is why you burnt it. On that, Elazar v'Isamar answered, no, it remained inside the Azara. It remained inside the Kodesh. Ki Kodesh Kodashim hi, because it is Kodesh Kodashim. So Moshe said, you should have eaten it. This carbon of Rosh Chodesh is given to you, that you shall eat it, and through you eating it, Klal Yisrael is forgiven. The Aveira of the Eda is forgiven, L'chapar Aleihem, to atone for them, L'fnei Hashem, before Hashem. The carbon of Rosh Chodesh is an atonement for Tumas Migdash U'Kedoshov. If Klal Yisrael became Tameh, and forgot they were Tameh, and entered the Migdash, or ate Kachim, which is a Chayvi Krisus, the carbon Sar, the Sa'ir Lechatas of Rosh Chodesh, atones for this Avera. So why didn't you eat this carbon in order to atone Klal Yisrael and forgive Klal Yisrael for this Avera, if the fat of this carbon did not leave the Azara? Then Moshe offered a second possibility. Maybe the reason why you burned the remainder of this Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh was because the blood was placed on the inside Mizbeach. Really, this was a Chatas Chitzayna where the blood has to be placed on the outside Mizbeach. But maybe you acted improperly and brought this blood on the inside Mizbeach. And the halacha is, like we said in Parashat Sav, that a Chatas Chitzayna whose blood was placed on the inside Mizbeach must be burnt. On that they answered, no. The blood was placed on the outside Mizbeach the way it was supposed to be placed. So Moshe said, Hein Levhuva es Dama el HaKodesh Pnima. If the blood was not brought inside, you should have eaten it, like I commanded you. If the blood was not placed inside, it was not mechuyev to be burnt. So why didn't you eat it? Then Moshe offered a third possibility. Maybe the reason why you burnt the rest of this chatos was because the blood was sprinkled by kohanim who were in a state of aninus. And a kohen that does the avodah while being in a state of aninus, his avodah is possible. The Mefarshim all ask, how was Moshe able to have such a possibility? If you look at the psukim, it is clear that all the avodos of the karbonos on that day were all finished. A fire came down for Shemayim and consumed all the fats. Everything was done, and then Nadav Avihu died. So how can we say that the Kohanim were in a state of aninus while they sprinkled the blood? Nadav Avihu did not die until after all the avodos were done. Ramban answers that Moshe was very busy on that day, and he was not watching every aspect and every step of the carbon. And he was wondering that maybe there was some blood that was not sprinkled at the time that it was supposed to be sprinkled, and it was still sitting on the side after all the karbanis were brought. And then the kohanim might have noticed that this blood was not sprinkled, and they took it later on after Nadav Avihu died and sprinkled it on the Mizbeach, rendering the rest of the carbon pasul to be eaten. Maybe that's what happened, and therefore the remainder of this chatas of Rosh Chodesh had to be burnt. On that, Aaron answered that this is not a possibility, because even if blood was left over on the side and sprinkled later, who was the one who did the avodas on this day? It was I, Aaron, the Kohen Gadol. And the halacha is that a Kohen Gadol that does the avodah while in a state of aninus, the avodah is good. So even if I would have sprinkled the blood later on, that would not have rendered the carbon to become pasul. And that's what the pasuk says, Vayedaber Aharon El Moshe, and Aaron spoke to Moshe. As Rashi says, Aaron spoke harshly to Moshe. And also Rashi says that Elazar and Isamar really could have answered the question that Moshe asked, but they did not want to give an answer in the presence of their father, and also they did not want to answer Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe. And therefore Aaron was the one who spoke harshly to Moshe, and he said, was it they, the Kohanim Hedyotim, who brought the Karbonis on this day? No, it was I, the Kohen Gadol, who can bring a carbon in a state of aninus. So that cannot be the reason why I burnt this carbon. And now Aaron goes on to tell us why he burnt the Seir Rosh Chodesh. And he says, Vatikrena oisi ko'ele, based on what happened to me today, V'chalti chatas hayoim hayita b'nei Hashem, if I would have eaten the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, would Hashem have been happy? And Rashi explains two reasons why the Seir Rosh Chodesh was different. One shot is that the remainder of the carbon, the fats of this carbon, became tamei, and the din is a carbon that becomes tamei must be burnt, and that's why he burnt the remainder. Would Hashem have been happy if I would have eaten something that was tamei, kachin that was tamei? And Rashi says a second shot: the seir Rosh Chodesh was different than the seir Nachshon and the seir of Yom Shmini. Those two, Shmini and Nachshon, were kachay shah. They were kachim that were brought one time, as opposed to the Seir Rosh Chodesh, which was kachay dores, kachim that were brought for many generations to come. On every Rosh Chodesh, this sa'ir, this goat, is being brought. And that's why he burnt the Seir Rosh Chodesh, because although he saw that Hashem said that the remainder of the mincha should be eaten, that's because the remainder of that mincha was kachay shah. The mincha of Shmini Limiluim, the mincha of Nachshon and Aminadab, was a one-time thing. Therefore, he was able to derive from that the chatas of Yom Shmini and the chatas of Nachshon and Aminadab was also able to be eaten because they were also kachay shah. But the sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh was kachay dairis. And just because we learned that kachay shah may be eaten in a state of aninus, we cannot derive from that kachay dairis may be eaten in a state of aninus. Vayishma Moshe, and Moshe heard this, Vayita Be'enov, and it was good in his eyes. Moshe was not embarrassed and trying to cover up by saying, I never heard of such a halacha. But rather, he said, Shomati v'shochachti, I heard about this and I forgot about it. He was not embarrassed and he was moide alo emes. In Sefer HaZikaron, it says that there are three types of reactions that one can have when he is faced by a situation where he was proven wrong. One is to deny it and say the other person is wrong. The second level is to admit with a heavy heart that the other person is right. And the highest level is to be happy that he was shown the right path, the correct way, and the truth. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the highest level over here. The pasuk says, "Vayita be'enov." He was happy. He wasn't admitting with a heavy heart, but rather he was happy that Aharon showed him the correct path, that this Sar of Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be burnt, and he was wrong. Shamati, I heard this halacha from Hashem, v'shachachti, and I forgot about it. In Sefer Shari Aharon, he brings down a pshat. How did Aharon know that Kodshei Dores was different than Kodshei Shal? Where did he learn this from? And he says he learned it from the story of Nadav Avihu. Because we mentioned earlier that really Nadav Avihu was supposed to die on the day of Kabbalat HaTorah, as Rashi says in Parashas Mishpatim, because they looked too closely to Hashem and therefore Mechuyev Misa. But Hashem did not want to disrupt the Simchas HaTorah that was by Matan Torah. And therefore he waited until Yom HaKomas HaMishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Mefarshim ask, wasn't Yom HaKomas HaMishkan a day of Simcha too? Why did Hashem have to wait until that day of Yom HaKomas HaMishkan? We see from here that the day of Matan Torah was a greater Simcha than the day of HaKomas HaMishkan. Because the day of Matan Torah was a Simcha L'Doros, for generations. For generations the Torah would be with Klal Yisrael. As opposed to Yom HaKomas HaMishkan was a Simcha L'Shah, because the Mishkan will not always remain by Klal Yisrael. There will be a Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash later will also be destroyed. It was a Simcha L'Shah. So he saw there was a difference between Shah and Doros, that which is temporary and that which is for generations. And therefore he derived from this that also concerning Kachim, there is a difference between Kachay Shah and Kachay Doros. And Oinin may eat Kachay Shah, but may not eat Kachay Doros. It is important to mention over here, why did Moshe Rabbeinu forget this halacha, that there was a difference between Kodshei Shah and Kodshei Doros? And Rashi, in Parashas Matas, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chav Aleph, tells us the reason. And he says, because Shebo Moshe Lechlal Kas, Moshe got angry, as the Pasuk says, Vayiksoif Moshe. And Rashi tells us, Bo Lechlal Kas, Bo Lechlal Toz. One who gets angry makes mistakes. And since Moshe got angry over here, that caused him to make a mistake and forget this halacha. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Tezayin, Seir Achatos, Seir Musfe Rosh Chodesh. The one that was burnt was the goat of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Ushloisha Seir Achatos, Korvu Bayayim. There were three goats that were brought as a Achatos on that day. Seir Izim, the Seir Izim of Shmini Limeluim, Useir Nachshon, the goat of Nachshon and Aminodov, Useir Rosh Chodesh, and the goat of Rosh Chodesh. Umikulon Lainisruf Elo Ze. The only one that was burnt was the one of Rosh Chodesh. And our Chachamim argue what the reason was why the Seir Rosh Chodesh was different. Yesh Amrim Mishum Mipnei Tuma Shenogavo Nisraf. Some say it was burnt because the remainder became Tame. V'yesh Amrim Mipnei Aninus Nisraf. It was because the Kehanim were in a state of Aninus, that's why it was burnt. L'fishahu Kachay Dores, because the Seir of Rosh Chodesh was Kachay Dores. Aval b'kachay shah, but kachay shah, kadoshim that were only for one time, like the sa'ir of Nachshon and the sa'ir of Yom Shmini Lumaluim, samchu al Moshe, they relied on Moshe sha'am alahem b'mincha v'achlu matzos, who told them by the mincha that they may eat the rest of the mincha. So just like they can eat the rest of the mincha, they can eat the remainder of the chatas, because both of them were kachay shah. Darash darash Moshe, why does it say darash twice? Shtei derishos, two questions. Halalu. Mipnei ma nisraf zeh, mipnei ma nechlu elu. Why was this one burnt, Rosh Chodesh, and why were these the Seir Nachshon ben Aminodov and the Sa'ir of Yom Shmini Libeluim, why were they eaten? Kachu b'Toras Kahanim, so is said in Toras Kahanim. Ali Lozor of Ali Somer, b'shvil kvoido shel Aharon, because of the honor of Aharon, hafach ponov k'neged abon v'kos, he turned his face to Aharon's children and got angry at them. Leimor, Omer Lahem Hashiveni al Devarai. He said, although you are my Talmidim, and a Talmud should not answer his Rebbe, this time you should answer my question. Madua lo yachaltem es achatas bimkoim ha-kodesh? V'chi chutz l'kodesh achlu? The Pasuk says, why didn't you eat the chatas in a holy place? Did they eat this chatas in a non-holy place? V'aloi sarfua, they burnt it. U'mahu omer bimkoim ha-kodesh? So why did Moshe say bimkoim ha-kodesh? Elo omer lahem, Moshe said to them, Shema chutz l'klayim yotza. Maybe the reason why you burnt it was because it went outside the Azara, outside the curtains of the Azara. Menifsala, and that's why it became possible and you burnt it. Ki kodesh kodashim hi. Because this carbon, chatos, is kachi kachim, v'nifselos b'yotze. It becomes possible if it leaves the Azara. V'hei mamru, and they answered him, lav, no. Amar lahem. So Moshe said to them, "Hoil uve makom hakodesh hoisa, since it remained in the Azara, madu alay chalta Moshe, why didn't you eat it? Va'oisa nosan lachem loseis. This carbon was given to you to forgive. Shakahanim oichlim, the kahanim eat the carbon, ubailim ischaprim, and the bailim, the ones who bring the carbon, are atoned. Loseis esavon eda, this carbon forgives the eda. Mikan lamadnu shesoir rosh chodesh hoya. From here we learn out that the one that was burnt was the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Shu mechaper al oven tumas migdashu kedoshim. Because the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh atones for the Avera of one who became Tomei and entered the Migdash or ate Kachim. Shechatas Shmini, the Chatas of the 8th day of Miluim, the Chatas Nachshon, and the Chatas of Nachshon, lav lekapara ba'u, were not brought because of a kapara. Maskela David asks, how can Rashi say over here that the Chatas of Shmini and the Chatas of Nachshon were not brought l'kapara? By the Chatas of Shmini, the Pasuk says clearly in Perek Tes, Pasuk Zion, earlier in the Parsha, Va'aseyes korban ha'om v'chaper ba'adom. Make the korban of the referring to the Seir Izim l'chatas of the and atone for them. So we see it was a kapara. And also Rashi in Parshas Nosoi says that the Chatas Nachshon was mechaper for kever tehoim, an underground kever, an underground burial place that made a person tame, misafik, and then maybe because of this safik tuma, he might have eaten kachim and entered the Mishkan. So we see it was also a kapara. So how can Rashi say only the seer Rosh Chodesh was brought the kapara? Maskel David answers that when Rashi says lav le kapara ba'u, it does not mean it was not a kapara, but it was not brought for the kapara that is mentioned in this pasuk, because in this pasuk it says loseis es avoino eda. And this terminology is only reserved for one type of avera, the avera of tumas migdash ukedasha. And since the carbon chatas of shmini lemiluim was not an atonement for tumas migdash ukedasha, therefore it cannot fit into this pasuk. And so too, the carbon of Nachshon ben Aminadav, although it was for tumas migdash ukedashav, but since it was only for safek tumas migdash ukedashav, it does not fit into this pasuk either. And that's what Rashi says: shechata shmini vechatas nachshon lav lekapara bo was not brought for the atonement mentioned in this pasuk. And therefore, we know that the carbon over here we are referring to that was burnt was the sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Zak Rashi hein lo huva she'ilu huva, if the blood would have been brought into the oil mayed hayalachem l'sarfa, then you had rights to burn it. K'mo shenema, like the pasuk says, v'chol chatos hashiyuva dama, any chatos chitzone that the blood was brought inside has to be burnt. Kasher tiv achol teichlu oisa, you should have eaten it hayalachem l'achla, you should have eaten the remainder of the sa'ir Rosh Chodesh afal pishatem oinanim, even though you are in a state of aninus. Kasher tivesi, just like I commanded you lachem b'mincha, by the mincha to eat it, you should have also eaten the remainder of the Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh. Vayedaber Aharon, ein loshen dibur, el loshen oz. Whenever it says Vayedaber, it is a strong language. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Vayedaber ha'om. And the spoke strongly. Here too, Aaron spoke strongly to Moshe. After Moshe kotzav al alozo veli somar, the Aaron medaber, is it possible that Moshe directed his anger to alozo veli somar, and now Aaron is the one who is answering? This teaches you that Elazar and Isamar did not answer because they gave honor to Moshe. Amru, they said, first of all, it is not correct that our father should sit and we should answer for him, lefanav, before him. And also, it is not correct for a Talmud to answer his Rebbe. So therefore, because of the honor of Moshe and the honor of Aharon, they did not answer. But don't think that he was not able to answer. You might think Elazar had nothing to say. That cannot be, because when it was an appropriate time for him to say something, he had what to say. Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Elazar Hakohen El Anshei Hatzava." Over there, in Parshas Matas, Elazar answered before everybody and told them the parsha of Kasher and Caleb by the war against Midian. So we see when he wanted to, he was able to speak before Moshe and the Nesiim. Zumatzasi b'sifri. This I found in the Sifri. Shalponim sheni, a second version of the Sifri. Heina yomik rivu. Mahu omer. What did he say over here? Elo omer lahem. Moshe said to them, Shem v'zirakdem domo oinanim. Maybe the reason why you burnt it was because you sprinkled the blood while you were in a state of aninus. She'oinin she'ovad chilel. An oinin that does the avoida makes the avoida puzzle, and you must burn the remainder. Omer le Aharon. Aaron answered, V'chihei mikrivu. Were they the ones that brought the carbon on this day? She'hem hedyoites, who are a kohanim hedyoitim, and their carbon that was brought by Aninus' apostle. Ani crafty. I brought the carbonus on this day. Shani kain gadol. U'makrivainin. I am a kain gadol who could be makriv in a state of Aninus. So that cannot be the reason. So Aaron said, "Batikrena oisikwa ela afilu loy hoyom mason bonai. Even if the ones that died were not my children, elashar kravim, other relatives, more distant relatives, shani chayv lias oinen aleim, that I am chayv to be an oinen upon them, keelu, just like these, kigon kol ha'amurim b'parshas kahanim, like the one stated in parshas Emor, shakoyin metam aleim, that a koyin has to be metam to them when they die." The Zion Kroivim. So even if it was not my children, but a relative that was a little more distant, still, if they would have died on this day, do you think Hashem would have been happy if I would have eaten the remainder of this chatos? V'chalti chatos, v'im achalti ayitav. If I would have eaten the chatos, would Hashem have been happy? Hayoim today. Why does it say today? Aval aninus lailo. Aninus at night, mutter is mutter. She'ein oinin el yom kvura. An oinin is only the day of the kvura, but at night he is not considered an oinin. The Mefarshim explain that Rashi over here is going according to the Man d'Omer that says that the reason why they did not eat the remainder of the carbon Rosh Chodesh was because it became tamei. And that's why he's able to darsha the word hayoim to tell us that aninus yoim is usher, but not aninus lailo. This cannot be the drasha according to the Man d'Omer that says that the reason why they did not eat the remainder was because they were in a state of aninus. Because if aninus yoim is usher and aninus lailo is mutter, they would not have burnt the remainder of the Sar Rosh Chodesh, but rather they could have waited until the evening and then eaten it, because a karban chatos may be eaten for one day and one night. So if aninus laila is mutter, then they could have waited until the evening. Elamai, this man d'Omar holds that aninus yoim and aninus laila is aser. When Rashi says over here hayoim to tell us that aninus yoim is aser, aninus laila is mutter, it's only going according to the other man d'Omar, the other reason. Hayita ve'ini Hashem, im shomata b'kotche shah. If you heard about this concerning kotche shah, ein lecha lahokel b'kotche dares, you cannot derive from here and be makel by Kachi Doris. Vahita Ve'enov, and Moshe was happy with this psak. Hoide, he admitted, Veloy Boish, he was not embarrassed, Loimra, to say, Loy Shomati, I never heard of such a halacha, but rather he said, Shomati Vishochachti, I heard it and I forgot it.